Alarm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So, I'm a closet slob.
A closet slob?
Yeah, no, I feel like I have to tell you this. So, if you opened up a closet in my house, you know, like things would come falling on your head. That's my closet. So the problem is I share a closet with my husband, who is not a closet slob, mainly because he owns three things.
Well, you got rid of them when you moved in with him.
Well, I mean, you know, he actually has some pants. Like, he's like, I'm saving them for when I... Don't save them. There's dust on them.
There's dust on your pants. You know you're not going
to
wear them.
Where the hanger is, right?
It's just dust.
So it's not that kind of closet slob. It's not about being dusty. It's about, you know, there could be no dust in my clothes because I handle them all when I decide not to wear them.
Right.
They all get shoved back in. So every once in a while, I pay somebody to come in and fold for me because I'm a terrible... No, I'm not kidding.
Like, you pay someone to come and fold your clothes?
Worth every penny. I mean, no, I'm a terrible folder. I don't want you to think I I'll have my daughter do it, you know. I'll say, okay, you want to make some money?
Oh, okay. I thought you meant some stranger comes in your house and folds your clothes.
Well...
Does happen?
There are people who do this. There are professional organizers. They would not... The problem with that is that I, once folded, I still can't find anything. Because when it's in a crumpled up state, I'm like, oh, that's where my brown sweater is, and I pull it out. But if it's folded, it's too neat, and I can't find anything.
So what do you do with your laundry when it's done?
It's called... my baskets rarely ever make it back to the laundry room. You know, no, I mean, I fold it and I put it away, but folding is like, it's not good. Even my daughter will... My daughter will not let me fold her clothing because I'm saying, Mom, you're a bad folder.
Oh my goodness.
She will not let me do it. So I'm like, okay, go ahead. Fold your clothes. Like,
at the age of three.
I know.
She learned early on. But the fascinating thing is, like, you know, I have that drawer in your kitchen everybody's
drawer,
got?
Yeah.
I got like 10 of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, you know,
in your kitchen?
Well, because we have a desk in our kitchen. Do you have, like, back in the day, they built desks into kitchens. Mm-hmm. What were they thinking? Right. Like, we were going to all do our work together while Mom was cooking, I guess. So I have those junk drawers. So, like, so here it is. It's the dead of winter, and this is my New Year's resolution.
It's
already the end of January and I haven't started, but I'm going to clean out all those like closets and just see how it feels to not be a closet slob. But the thing is, you have to get rid of, like, you actually have to get rid of things, stuff, right? I mean, in order to not be, you're looking at me like,
no,
are you a closet slob?
No, because you need my sister.
What does she do?
She should be a professional organizer. She will come in, clean out your closets, get rid of stuff that you don't need, that you can't part with.
She should be. She doesn't do this?
No, she's a teacher.
She's a teacher, but she could do this.
Well, I think we need to, she needs to show me how she folds.
Oh. Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm101.3.com.
Warm101.3.com.